2,975. That's the Puerto Rican government's estimate for the number of people who died in the wake of Hurricane Maria. 1 year ago today, the hurricane tore through Puerto Rico, leaving death, devastation, and darkness in its wake. WBUR's Simone Rios reports from San Juan this morning on one of the storm's victims.
Cándido Reyes met Luz María Muñiz in a place called Toa Baja in Puerto Rico, and he said he came to love her more than God. He believed it so much, he apologized in his prayers for loving a woman more than the Almighty. Reyes and Muñiz found love late in life, she in her 50s, he in his 60s, but at least they'd found what some people never find.
They were just so in love, and he spent so much time telling people about how in love he was and how he'd found the love of his life, and he kept, like, it was people at church and it was strangers that he would just say, like, he's just the happiest man, and that, you know, he'd found the person he'd been waiting for his whole life.
Debbie Perez is Muñiz's daughter. She lives in Stoneham and recalls how desperate she was for information when the hurricane hit and there was no cell service.
Once the reports started coming in about, like, floodings in Toa Baja, where my mom and my grandma are, that's when the real, like, terror, like, hits you, because you don't have communication with them, but you're seeing all these terrible things. They're talking about drownings. They're talking about people who have been caught up in, like, mudslides, and so you start to really fear that something would happen to your family or something has happened and you can't hear from them.
A week passed before Perez got word that everyone was okay, but months passed before electricity was restored in Toa Baja. And 3 months after the storm, Perez's stepfather, Cándido Reyes, died of heart failure.
In the weeks following Maria, the fact that they had to search for food and water, or they had to depend on neighbors, I think that caused a lot of anxiety and stress on his heart, and the fact that walking for miles was not really something that he was supposed to be doing either.
Cándido Reyes is not among the 64 deaths the Puerto Rican government originally attributed to Hurricane Maria. That estimate seemed low to many people in Puerto Rico, including Pedro Adorno, who led a theater company that traveled across the island after the storm.
We hear more than that. We got the feeling. We knew a lot of hospitals were without electricity, people who don't got cancer treatment, people who got kidney problems. We knew. We feel that, but they denied the information.
11 months after Hurricane Maria, the Puerto Rican government changed the official death count from 64 to 2,975. Sabana Seca is the town in Toa Baja where Cándido Reyes died and where his widow still lives.
Maria!
Residents say the majority of people have left the town, either for the mainland or for other parts of Puerto Rico. You can feel their absence in the air. Despite the sound of power tools and fighting roosters, Sabana Seca feels quieter than it should. Resident Marta Maria Hernandez says life isn't the same with so many people gone. Hernandez says people used to walk their dogs and say hi to one another. Now everything's quiet and nobody goes out. Luz María Muñiz had said she'd talk to us about her husband's death, but she doesn't answer the phone. At her house, no one answers. Juana Alicea lives next door. She says she was in her house when she heard Muñiz crying that Cándido Reyes had died. Alicea says she rushed in the direction of the cries. When she saw Cándido Reyes, he was lying on the floor, taking in his last breaths. Alicea says she brushed her hands over his eyelids and told Muñiz not to worry. Her husband wasn't suffering anymore. In a text message, Muñiz's daughter, Debbie Perez, later says her mother had decided not to talk, that she's been staying in bed and is very depressed. Perez describes Hurricane Maria as her calling to become an activist. She started a podcast about Puerto Ricans on the mainland, and after being born and raised in the States, she considered moving to the island for the first time. Then in December, her stepfather died, and now Perez says she's definitely moving to Puerto Rico.
It's a spiritual journey for me because I'm able to go back and connect to my culture and my people and find ways to help on the ground.
Puerto Rico lost thousands in the wake of the storm, but the island will gain at least one with the arrival of people like Debbie Perez. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios in San Juan, Puerto Rico.